Well, the meeting happened. The head of the SSPX, Superior General Father David Pajlirani, met today with the Doctrine of the Faith Prefect, Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez. Here's an English translation of the press release from Diane Montagna. Quote, Statement of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. Regarding the meeting between the Prefect of the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith and the Superior General of the FSSPX. On the 12th of February 2026, a cordial and sincere meeting took place at the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith between the Prefect, His Eminence Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, and the Superior General of the FSSPX, Reverend Don David Pajlirani, with the approval of the Holy Father Leo XIV. After clarifying certain points presented by the FSPX in various letters, particularly those sent between 2017 and 2019, including, among other topics, the question of the divine will concerning the plurality of religions, the prefect proposed a pathway of specifically theological dialogue following precise methodology on issues that have not yet received sufficient clarification. These include the distinction between an act of faith and the religious submission of mind and will, as well as the differing degrees of adherence required by various texts of the Second Ecumenical Vatican Council and their interpretation. At the same time, he proposed addressing a series of topics listed by the SSPX in his letter of 17 January 2019. The aim of this dialogue is to highlight in the topics under discussion the minimum requirements for full communion with the Catholic Church and consequently to outline a canonical statute for the fraternity, along with other aspects requiring further study. The Holy See reaffirmed that the ordination of bishops without the mandate of the Supreme Pontiff, who possesses ordinary, supreme, universal, immediate, and direct power, quoting Pastor Eternus, Vatican I, would constitute a decisive rupture of ecclesial communion, schism, with serious consequences for the fraternity as a whole. Cf. John Paul II, Ecclesia Dei Adflicta, 2nd of July, 1988. Therefore, the possibility of undertaking this dialogue presupposes that the fraternity suspend the announced episcopal ordinations. The Superior General of the FSSPX will present the proposal to his council and will provide his response to the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. In the event of a positive response, the steps, stages, and procedures to be followed will be established by mutual agreement. The Church is asked to accompany this process, especially in the coming times, with prayer to the Holy Spirit, who is the principal agent of true ecclesial communion willed by Christ. Handwritten signature by Cardinal Fernandez. End quote. So that's the whole press release from the Vatican. So what are the takeaways here? First of all, I think we should be grateful that this meeting happened. If there's a shred of goodwill in Cardinal Fernandez, the SSPX Superior General was able to do what he could. So I'm grateful for that. But what was the result here? The Vatican has proposed what seems to be a robust theological dialogue, but demands unequivocally that the planned consecrations be suspended. The proposed dialogue seems robust because Fernandez is openly denying, by implication, that Vatican II is the super dogma that some make it out to be. In reality, and according to its own text, see the appendix of Lumen Gentium, the council has the same weight as every other council according to the precise theological note of every proposition of the council, which is what the cardinal alludes to. So this proposed dialogue is already off to a good start in my mind. What is conspicuous by its absence here is any mention of the liturgical question. Surely this came up in the meeting, but the press release doesn't mention anything like that. It would seem that rescinding Traditionis Custodis would be a good first step from the Vatican to prove its own goodwill toward the SSPX and tradition in general. Correct me if I'm wrong, But I thought that the last time the SSPX tried this path of dialogue with Pope Benedict, they demanded that the Latin Mass be liberated as a precondition, and hence it forced the issue of Summorum Pontificum. Readers, please correct me if I have this wrong. In any case, the cynical side of me would have to agree with Catholic Satellite here. Quote from Catholic Satellite, that's a Twitter handle, at Catholic Sat. So Catholic Sat says this, quote, "I give Tucho credit here. This is an ingenious move. Propose a solution that offers the society absolutely nothing, dialogue on Vatican II, in exchange for postponing the episcopal consecrations. If the SSPX leadership accepts, it looks weak and the society splits. If it doesn't, it puts reconciliation back 40 years." End quote. However, the Pope behind Tucho is not Pope Francis, who would not even meet with Cardinal Burke, if you recall. Now we have Pope Leo, who has met with Cardinal Burke and other enemies of Francis, has expressed openness to understand the traditionalist movement, and has given his approval to this meeting with the SSPX. It would seem that the SSPX should give this dialogue a chance, since we've got a new pope who, by all appearances, is a true Christian who wants to use dialogue in the original sense of the term, i.e. a Socratic dialogue, a, quote, striving to seek the truth, end quote. So that's his general audience on January 7 of this year. He talked about dialogue as seeking the truth. In any event, we should all agree with the final statement of Tucho, and I want to respect him and give him credit for this. Let us all pray to God, the Holy Spirit, quote, who is the principal agent of true ecclesial communion willed by Christ, end quote. Amen to that. But what are the fruits of the Holy Spirit? What should pervade all Christians' conversations about this controversy? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, modesty, chastity, continence. Come, Holy Spirit.